You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I know a lot of people will be standing up to cheer. I know some people will groan. The reality is there are two very different responses or reactions to what happens when we turn our clocks ahead. So let's ask somebody who deals with these things and hears from patients. She's a licensed clinical social worker at ThriveWorks in Pittsburgh. Monica, it is good to have you joining us here on KDKA. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Mr. Dayton.
Tell me how to say your last name again, because I don't want to say it wrong. I'm going to call an audible and say I'm going to have you say it, because I want to know how your parents said it rather than how Rick Dayton says it.
It's Swiner. It's a good Polish name.
I guess. You need to buy at least one or two more vowels for that. That's all I'm going to say. Monica Swiner is joining us here from ThriveWorks Pittsburgh. Monica, how much of an issue is it for people, whether it's seasonal disorders, whether it's the fact that we get a lot of gray through the winter months, we deal with the clocks going ahead and moving back? How much of an issue is that, and how much do you hear about it?
Well, you know, with people who already suffer from anxiety and depression, it can be a really big deal. So they really look forward to the spring, but this initial change in the clock sets them back sometimes.
In what way? What do you see? What do you hear?
Well, the abrupt change in time can disrupt the body's internal clock, leading to sleep deprivation, fatigue, irritability, and just difficulty concentrating in general. And this affects people's mood and increases their stress levels and exacerbates their normal symptoms.
What are the most common things that you hear? Is there one or two that you hear more often than others? I mean, I realize there's a lot of different things that you just mentioned there that can happen, but what are the ones that you tend to hear?
The fatigue, yeah. Lack of energy, trouble concentrating. You know, people just struggle getting through their normal daily activities.
It seems so bizarre because we're talking about an hour, but those circadian rhythms are so powerful that our body gets used to seeing the sun come up and go down at a certain time. And if it's a stretch of a couple more minutes of daylight or a couple fewer minutes of daylight, we can kind of ease into that. But an hour is a big chunk of change, isn't it? That's a big change.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So what can or should we be doing ahead of time? Is there anything that we can do to kind of ease into this so it's not as startling?
Sure. One of the things that you can do is start to gradually adjust your sleep schedule in the days going up by going to bed 15 to 30 minutes earlier each night. This can help your body transition from smoothly into the new time change. You can come up with a nice relaxation protocol before bed, you know, a calming routine to let your body know that it's time to wind down and prepare for sleep.
And probably getting away from screens before you go to bed and give yourself a little bit of buffer time there, maybe reading or maybe just doing something else other than being on your laptop or your iPad before you try to turn in for the night is another good suggestion, isn't it?
Yes, indeedy. That is one of the biggest things. The other thing that you should do is limit your caffeine intake prior to going to bed. And of course, you know, as much normal exercise that you can keep in your routine also helps and helps produce serotonin levels in our brain. You know, and of course, just getting exposure to natural sunlight in the morning can help regulate those circadian rhythms that you seem to know so much about, Rick.
Well, I don't know. I know a little something about it because my wife has told me for a very, very long time how important it is. I think it's also, to go back to what you said about caffeine, when you're saying you'll cut down on that before bedtime, that doesn't mean, you know, put down the diet Mountain Dew at 9:45 if you're going to bed at 10. It's probably at 7 o'clock, right? I mean, it's probably much larger window than what we might assume.
Yes, you're so correct. I would try to, you know, limit it by dinner time and just let's get off it and let your body start to prepare for what it needs to do. You know, sleep hygiene is so important.
Yeah.
It's important to your mental health. It's important to your regular health. And it's also important for your lifespan. You know, so we really need to take care and get our sleep.
And it's not just coffee, it's not just soft drinks, but there's caffeine and a lot of other sources that are out there as well. So we really do need to know what is in those things that we're putting into our bodies. So Monica Swinar joining us here from ThriveWorks in Pittsburgh, talking about what can we start doing right now to make sure that that transition come Sunday is a little bit easier, and more than likely Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. At that point, it's too late. So you're saying try to get to bed 20 or 30 minutes earlier each night. Does that mean if you normally go to bed at 11, make it 10:30 all week long? Or would you say do 10:45 and then 10:30 and then maybe 10:15 and try to be in bed by 10 at the tail end of this week? Which would be better?
You said it exactly right. Do a little bit at a time.
Okay.
You don't have to set the whole half hour up. Like I said, even 15-minute increments is huge.
Because it allows you to get a little bit more sleep, or it allows your body to start going to bed at that time?
It allows your body to start to adjust to the time change that's going to happen.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. So what other issues are people dealing with these days? I mean, we've been talking about, you know, turning the clocks ahead, springing forward, coming up Saturday into Sunday. But what are some of the other things that you're hearing from people as they come in and see you at ThriveWorks?
Oh, you know, just the normal life things that affect all of us. You know, we go to the dentist, we go to the doctor. People need to be in therapy. It's just as important to see a therapist and have somebody to talk to as it is to see those other health practitioners. If you want to have a complete health picture, then you need to be having somebody to talk to as well.
Tell me a little bit about what ThriveWorks does and help our listeners to understand the services that are provided there.
ThriveWorks is a nationwide mental health company. It was started by a therapist who wanted to make sure that people were able to have access. There's a lot of long waiting lists for therapy, but at ThriveWorks, you can usually get in within two to three days, sometimes the same day. We do all kinds of counseling, couples counseling, individual counseling, and ThriveWorks has a rich stable of therapists who can talk about almost anything and any kind of need you have. So, you know, we're here to help you.
Monica, we very much appreciate you jumping in and talking to us about this and helping us to start dealing with sleep hygiene and making sure that we are not sleep deprived going into a time when our body is going to be dealing with some changes. That's springing ahead that comes up this coming weekend. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yep.
Take care.
Really great stuff. Monica Swinar joining us, licensed clinical social worker, ThriveWorks Pittsburgh, dealing with turning those clocks ahead. And those are some great pieces of advice as to how to make your body be ready for sleep, regardless of what the clock actually says.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.